Are you enjoying the season? It's my favorite time of the year because you're around family and friends, and it just seems very happy. I thought I'd read a little bit of the Christmas story. Let's think back over 2,000 years to imagine what the inn may have been like. It was probably the innkeeper's own home. He may have had a couple of extra rooms to rent out to travelers. This would have given him some extra money. I wonder if there were even beds, probably just mats on the floor. Maybe there was room for several travelers in each room. We wonder if these mats were washed after each use, or the blankets, if they were provided. Probably each one just used their own cloak for cover. My guess is that you paid for a roof over your head and four walls to keep out the wind and the storm. There would have been no privacy. Can you imagine? No privacy, no walls, no curtains. Now, they probably tried to make curtains. But I believe God chose a better spot for his precious son to be born. It was all in his plan. The hay must have been fresh and sweet smelling, and the animals chewing and soft, contented sounds must have been soothing to Mary as she went through the labor. There was privacy and quiet. The animals breathed and their bodies must have warmed the area some. Joseph could have held Mary's hand and spoke quietly to her, to no crowd of others, to be at the birth of her son. When Jesus was born, Mary could wrap him in the swaddling clothes, and she had brought and laid him quietly into the soft, sweet-smelling hay. She must have rested beside him and gazed in awe at her beautiful new baby. Babies are nice, aren't they? All in privacy of the stable. I wanted to read a little poem of a prayer. Thank you for your love and the blessing you bestowed. And thanks for watching over us wherever we may go. Thank you for the son you gave and for my friends and family. Bless each every one of them who are so dear to me. Fill their hearts with faith and hope. As the Christmas bells do ring, shower them with happiness that this season brings. Bless them with the season's beauty. May it be joyful and bright and filled with all of the goodness of that first holy night. Bless them this season with warmth and love, and fill their hearts with the peace of the snow-white dove. Amen. Thank you for listening.